When was the last time you went a step further to delight your customers? Here are a couple of examples. Recently, one of our customers was celebrating their birthday, so I decided to go out and buy a cake from a local bakery. Sadly, the bakery didn't have the cake that I wanted, and instead, they suggested that I visited the mini supermarket around the corner. Okay, nothing revolutionary so far, but it's what the owner of the bakery did next that blew me away. He offered to drive me to the bigger supermarket about a mile up the road, buy one for me there, and then deliver it back at our premises if the mini supermarket around the corner couldn't help. Secondly, I was having a discussion with a connection on Twitter about where to meet up one evening to discuss a joint event that we were holding. A restaurant in Cambridge joined in the conversation, offered their venue, and when we asked if they had a specific item on their menu, they said no. But instead of leaving it there, they said that they would buy it in for us and cook it for our meeting. We're not a large group of people. It was just two of us holding a one-off meeting. There they were looking to help. In Flipping the Funnel, Seth Godin talks about turning strangers into friends and friends into customers and most importantly, customers into salespeople. Both these instances show how, with minimal effort, going the extra mile and doing something extraordinary for your customers can get your salespeople singing about your business, whatever it is that you sell. So today, do something amazing for your customers and tell me all about it, either here or at Ed A. Goodman.